This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, financial markets selling off slightly ahead of the inauguration as some investors fearful more violence could erupt on Inauguration Day, but the market did rally as ceremonies proceeded uninterrupted. Stocks ended the week, new record highs, markets anticipating some quick passage of large additional stimulus measures since the Democratic Party now in control of the legislature and the presidency. Fears of higher taxes and greater regulation have been put on hold. U.S. dollar index did come back under pressure as well, since the Federal Reserve is likely to support additional stimulus spending by continuing its accommodative money supply far into the future. Grain prices moving sky high. Many growers in the Southeast discouraged by back-to-back poor crops, and many traders and analysts beginning to cut their forecast of cotton planted acreage for 2021. Of course, harvested acres are really what counts, and it's possible we could see a larger crop on fewer planted acres given the abandonment we saw in 2020. But despite higher prices, demand for U.S. cotton remaining exceptionally strong for the week ending January 14th. Exporters able to arrange net new sales of over 292,000 bales. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.